This is the 29th of September of 1979. I'm standing in front of our house waiting for Nell. I'm looking at an awful cute little dog. He's sticking his head around the door facing. Tomorrow Pete and I are going to make a trip down into the hills. I want to take my recorder along. I want to see if it's working. Play back. Now this is on Monday, the first day of October of 1979. Pete and I have just left the Leatherwood mine of the Blue Diamond Coal Company in Perry County. We're heading toward Hyden, Kentucky, a distance of 24 miles from here. And we've had a good time in the last 48 hours. And we're going to tell you about it here in just a minute. I deliberately lengthen our trip to show Pete the Leatherwood mine because I think this is the most depressive, oppressive town in the place in the world, the huge mining operation here. It certainly is, I'm sure, a necessity. But to go into this deep, narrow valley like a huge pit and see this industrial complex pumping out coal at a phenomenal rate is really something when you realize that this was originally a company town. People totally under the company hand and fist and company police. The fact is the commissary looks like it still belongs to Blue Diamond, and the quarters where the miners live and all don't look a lot better than they did 25, 30, 40 years ago. We've had an overcast day. We can't tell whether it's a smog or a low-level fog, probably smog. And so I'm going to see if Pete got anything he wants to put on here about what we've done so far. We're going to try to make him a tape just to stick it back one day. Well, Pete says me to put it on here. We're just making him a tape to lay back for one of these days so he can remember this day. We left home yesterday on Sunday. Apparently the Bengals, Cincinnati Bengals, got trimmed pretty well by Houston. And we headed down toward Richmond, where we visited Martha and Lester for a moment, saw Dave and Garrett, Dave Garrett and Gary Ball at Eastern, visited the campus for a while, and then headed toward Boonville. When we got down to Estill County, I took Pete to see where Price, Kentucky is, where the old Texaco refinery used to stand, and a place where I have hopes still one day in this vicinity to own a piece of land for some time in the future. We left there and meandered over along the Kentucky River, along the old landing cutoff off Hatton Holler Hill, back to Hatton Holler Hill, crossing the hill up to the top, rather, of the hill where we turned over to Heidelberg. On the way over, we stopped and went down to Yellow Rock, where it's a huge lime operation for barging, railroad, and agricultural limestone for the farm programs. And pretty good rattlesnake country, too. It's verified by the fact that the Snake Island Holdings Church used to go over there and hunt their rattlers. Which reminds me of the fact that when Cash Day Ambergy, who runs the store at South of Lebanon, Ohio, got bit by a rattler, it was one that he brought by our store in Boonville one afternoon when Lester Eversole ran a service station, a little store, and Dad, Lester, and I were out. Dad said, "Son, that snake will eat you up." He said, "No, Uncle George, you ain't got the spirit." Well, the next night, it nailed Cash through the thumb. He nearly died, but they still went over there and hunted snakes. We went to Heidelberg, which is down on the Kentucky River, Lock 14, the last lock on the Kentucky River. Really a very picturesque spot. It's right by the mouth of Big Sturgeon Creek, which drains the eastern side, the western side of Owsley County into the Kentucky River. Used to be some huge fish in there, and the name Sturgeon, of course, came. We're now on Cutshin Creek. We've been on Leatherwood. We'll miss Greasy and Thousand Sticks and Grapevine and some of those other great names. We went, as I say, visited Martha. When we walked into the house, Martha immediately knew me. And I don't think she's ever failed to identify or recognize me, which is kind of flattering after all these years. We had called ahead and made a reservation for a room at Boone Tavern. We ended up at Boonville. I went up to Zeke's Branch. Lila's in California. Nancy and her family weren't at home, so Pete and I headed to Natural Bridge, where we ate supper, had a good meal, went to our room, turned on television, saw one of the most fascinating programs from the British on educational TV from the British Broadcasting Corporation on the New York blackout in the 1960s, and there's going to be a series of about 10 other programs on the Kentucky KETV that I would love to see if we can identify them. Following this, there's one of the funniest movies I ever saw part of came on. It was the Murder by Death, sort of a comic mystery. This morning, after I went to sleep, I slept approximately 13 hours, and I don't know when I ever did this before. We got up at 10:15, got dressed, went up to the restaurant, had lunch, and then headed down through Wolf County to Campton, back through some back lanes and so forth, exploring down through Turner's Creek and Breathitt County, and finally back in around Jackson, around Hazard, and through Hazard, and up to Leatherwood. We brought our cameras, made some photographs. This is country now that we're in, from Hazard, from down on Highway 15. This country that Pete has apparently not been in before. We'll arrive home late tonight. We asked at the Falcon Coal Company near Hazard. It can't last long, can't last forever, that's for sure. Where we saw, I guesstimated and counted, approximately 175 carloads of coal, which is about what they take out of this one little siding per day. We followed trucks up and over a hill to a huge tipple, at which one fella told us they load 80 coal cars, 100 tons per load, 100 tons per car, load 80 coal cars per hour. And that each night, a train engines come in, bringing in empty cars and taking out the full cars. We have seen literally thousands of carloads of coal today, and more, hundreds and hundreds of trucks hauling coal. The highways are in a remarkably good state for the amount of traffic they've borne. Can't help but wonder what the ultimate effect on Eastern Kentucky will be when all the coal is gone, the economic effect and so forth.
We're now in Leslie County, which happens to be my middle name, of course. And another interesting thing was, I just noticed in Time Magazine this week where the Blue Diamond Coal Company was being taken issue with by a group of nuns from Louisville for their treatment of the people in their company towns in Eastern Kentucky. I read that just 2 days ago. And then I saw the mine at Leatherwood, and I see why they were taking it issue. We talked to one man at Falcon Company's coal tipple, who told me he made $900 a week and worked an 80 or 90 hour a week year round. And it didn't look like he was doing much either, just walking around looking at the railroad cars. I would say he was, about my age, maybe a little older, 30, 35.
A number of the old suspension bridges, homemade across the creeks and rivers, are diminishing. Most of them are in a pretty bad state of repair. Some are being maintained, however. Pete has taken some pictures because about 25 years from now, there'll be real Kentucky history, because this era will be gone. And we're traveling down Cutchen Creek. It runs down through Leslie County here, and it's not too far from Greasy Creek, Troublesome, and all these others, all of which names I like. If Pete will hang on to his film library, he will put together a pretty good rural Kentucky album one day.